Hello, Houston. This is Tim Mott, the general manager of AM 1430 and host of the Catholic Lunch Break, where we catch up on everything Catholic in Houston. I don't know about you, but I was beginning to feel like that summer heat was never going to end. But this last weekend, parish festivals, they were all over the place, and God sent the great weather, and here we're still enjoying it. So thanks be to God. I remember why Houston is still a place where we have the possibility of living. A lot of stuff to talk about on today's show. We're going to be talking with our cyber Catholic expert, Paul Stasel, about artificial intelligence coming up later in the program. A group of musicians, 19 consecrated women from 14 countries are going to be performing at the University of St. Thomas. We're going to be talking with their drummer and their keyboardist. That'll be a fascinating interview. And then also hundreds of pro-life high schoolers are going to be marching from the Catholic Charismatic Center to Planned Parenthood this Saturday morning. We'll also be hearing from them. The church calendar, it's the 27th week of Ordinary Time. And so we're coming up, you know, Advent's still there. You may be thinking, just like that summer heat, like Ordinary Time's never going to end. No, don't worry. It will. It will. And we will be in Advent soon. So keep running, keep the faith, keep pioneering. Let's go ahead and say our prayer like we always do. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Now, since we have so much to talk about on today's show, I can't actually spend a lot of time catching up and getting you the calendar that's coming up, but I wanted to highlight just a few things that are coming up this week. There are more parish festivals, of course. This is parish festival season. If you have a parish festival at your parish, please post about it in our Facebook group, GRN Houston. That group is available for any Catholic in Houston to build up our community. Share anything you like there. Even promote your business if you're Catholic business. Even promote your ministries, your events. Let us know. Post pictures of your parish festival. Like, what kind of activities are there? GRN Houston is the group, and I'd love to connect with you there. The Astros, they, you know, 1-1 right now, but we're doing well. I'm very confident that the Astros are going to be, you know, moving forward. But I wanted to bring your attention to Annunciation Catholic Church, which is right across the street from Minute Maid Park. Before every game, they are going to be having a table out there on the sidewalk with rosaries and holy cards and all kinds of fun stuff to introduce game goers, baseball goers, to the Catholic Church. So if stop by. Be sure you're walking there down Texas and Crawford and stop by the front of Annunciation Church just to give them some support and let them know that you are on their side. And then after tomorrow's game, we've got the Fishers of Men. Just pray for the Guadalupe Radio Network here in Houston. The Fishers of Men Gala Dinner, it is going to be a spectacular time. I'm going to tell you all about it next week on the lunch break. Because Bishop Lopes is going to be the speaker and Kathy McCon is the honoree. And we have packed out Lakeside Country Club with 30 tables, over 300 people. It's going to be wonderful. Please pray for us that the Catholics of Houston will support this radio station. So we're going to move into our Catholic High School Sports Report with our sports guy, Corey. Corey, the Catholic sports guy, how are you doing, man?
Just recovering from another allergy attack. I mean, with the good weather comes with the
yes.
Mold here.
We have one rain and then all the plants decide to just pollinate the whole. Yeah, I'm feeling the same thing, man. But as long as we got some good Catholic high school sports, let's hear the scores.
Hello, Houston. This is Corey, the sports guy, with your recap of Houston's Catholic high school sports. And beginning with boys football, the St. Thomas Catholic Eagles won against the Central Catholic Buttons. The St. Pius X Panthers lost to the Concordia Lutheran Crusaders. The St. John Mavericks lost a close one to the Episcopal Knights. The Cristo Rey Jesuit Lions lost to the Lutheran North Lions. And the Frassati Falcons won against the Harmony School of Innovation Wildcats in a blowout. Finally, girls volleyball. The Frassati Falcons lost to the Fort Bend Christian Eagles. The St. Agnes Tigers lost a close one to the Antonian Prep Apaches, and the Duchesne Sacred Heart Chargers were blown out by the Houston Christian Mustangs. That does it for this week's High School Sports Report for the week of October 5th. Be sure to tune in next week here at AM 1430 for another recap of Houston's Catholic sports. Back to you, Tim.
Sometimes you have a blowout, and sometimes you are the blowout, but that's okay. We're moving into our Loving Choice segment now, where we catch up with Loving Choice, the only Catholic pregnancy help center in the Archdiocese of Galveston, Houston. I mean, there are lots of great pregnancy help centers, but this one is Catholic, and joining us now is Erica Garcia Malawi, who is, you are the lady who coordinates all of the interviews that come on each week. So you're the one who picks the people who are going to come and tell us what's going on at Loving Choice. Erica, but you are the one in the spotlight today, so welcome to the Catholic Lunch Break.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you for inviting me.
I particularly wanted to hear about the Barnhouse for Babies that Johnny Inahosa talked about last week. But first, just for those newcomers, because you know you always got new people in radio, real quick, what is Loving Choice and what do you do there?
Well, we are the only Catholic pregnancy help center in the Houston area, and we offer services like pregnancy tests, ultrasound, and classes for ladies facing an unplanned pregnancy or difficult pregnancy. So we're there for them, and our main goal is to show them the love of God for them and for their babies, that God has a wonderful plan for those babies and for their lives.
Awesome. And what is your main role there? Are you a volunteer or on staff?
I'm a staff and also volunteer. I am the volunteer director at the center.
Great. So you direct the volunteers. And that's actually really why you are the one who is sending me all these wonderful people each week to tell us what is going on. And I love that Loving Choice is partnering with Guadalupe Radio in this. I get to feature you on my show each week. Last week, John Inahosa told us about the Barnhouse for Babies. John Inahosa is the executive director for Loving Choice. And the Barnhouse for Babies, I think this is your second annual fundraiser. Is that right?
It is actually the third one.
Third one. Okay. So it's not as new as I was expecting. But were you able to attend last Friday? Were you able to go? Or Saturday?
Yes, Saturday. Yes, that was amazing. We had a full house. The event was really fun and wonderful. We were blessed with we couldn't expect for a better weather that we had last Saturday.
Absolutely, yeah. It was wonderful.
It was amazing. We had a couple of longhorns out there, and people were taking pictures with them. We had live country music in the patio, which it was very wonderful with the weather we had.
And Tony Melendez, he was the speaker, but he also played the guitar and sang. Is that right?
Yes, he did.
Have you heard him perform before?
No live. But it was amazing, his performance and his speech. That was very heart touching.
The thing is, like, he is was born without arms and yet learned to play the guitar, you know, using his feet, and ended up playing in front of Pope St. John Paul II. And so he acquired some notoriety that way. But God has a plan for him. And there are so many babies who in that situation, like if the doctors had seen an ultrasound, no arms, I mean, they may have recommended abortion. Did he address any of that in his talk on Saturday?
Of course he did, and he's very pro-life, and he talks about that everywhere he goes. He has a wonderful message, a beautiful message, and he showed that on Saturday the video where when he was playing in front of the Pope and the keys that the Pope gave him, and he talked about all of that.
Good. And it sounds like there's a lot of support for Loving Choice that's being, but this is just one event. This is one night and it's over and people will go on about their lives, but you need ongoing support throughout the year as well. Can you tell our listeners what kind of support they can give you through the website loving-choice.org?
Of course, we need, of course, volunteers all the time, bilingual volunteers, English speaking volunteers, only Spanish speaking volunteer. Everybody's welcome to volunteer from, even from home, people can volunteer. We have a few roles that people can do from home. And, of course, material, we need material,
Just like diapers and wipes and baby food, that kind of stuff, because you do supply this to new parents as well.
Yes, sir. Even money.
Of course. Like when people don't know what to donate, they can go to the website loving-choice.org. I believe that there is an Amazon wish list there of the specific items that you are needed. But if they just donate the funds, then you can put that where it's best used. So loving-choice.org. And Erica Garcia Malawi, thank you so much for your ongoing support and ongoing partnership with Guadalupe Radio here on the Catholic Lunch Break.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Okay. We'll talk to somebody next week, and we'll find out who from you. Thank you so much. And you are listening to the Catholic Lunch Break, where we catch up on everything Catholic in Houston. Now it's time to hear from some high schoolers that are very, very pro-life. You're listening to the Catholic Lunch Break, where we catch up on everything Catholic in Houston. One of the best Catholic things in Houston is called The Cool. It's The Cool Group, the Catholic Organization of Life Group. And I've got four people here to explain it to you, so I'm not going to steal their thunder, but I will do the introductions first. Adriana, to my left. Adriana, welcome to the Catholic Lunch Break.
Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. What grade are you in school?
I just graduated high school this past May. I am 18 years old, oldest of six kids. I was homeschooled most of my life, and I am the MOTSI chair of the MOTSI committee.
Chair of the MOTSI committee for the Cool. Okay, so this is actually the reason we're here is the MOTSI, which we're, I'm not going to steal some thunder here. We're going to go around the table, and Henry Tully, welcome to the Catholic Lunch Break.
Hi.
What grade are you in school?
I am a high school junior.
High school junior. Are you homeschooled, right?
Yes.
And what's your favorite class then? Who's your favorite teacher? Yeah, it's clearly your mom, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But we do it.
Right answer. That's the right answer, Henry. Continuing, we got Lucian. Lucian, welcome to the Catholic Lunch Break.
Thank you so much for having us.
When was the last time you were on this show? I think it must have been a while ago.
Yeah, it must have been. It's been a while. It was probably last year, probably last October. We were here talking about the Cool Group, and I was coming as the vice president. And this year, I'm very privileged to be the president of the Catholic Organization Life. So that's very exciting to come back as the president.
Oh, so you're Adriana's boss. Okay.
She's no pressure.
She's the committee chair. You're the president.
It's a group effort.
Group effort. So, and then finally we have Victoria. Victoria, welcome to the Catholic Lunch Break.
Hello.
And what grade are you?
I'm a high school senior.
High school senior. Okay. Yes. So, senior, junior, two grads. We're doing good here. How long have you been in the Cool?
Oh, a year and a half, possibly.
And you're enjoying it?
I am.
Okay. So I think we'll need to go to the president to explain first what the Cool is, and then we'll go to the MOTSI chair to explain what the MOTSI is. So, Lucian, what is the Catholic Organization of Life?
The Catholic Organization of Life stands for The Cool Youth Group. We are the largest youth-run pro-life organization of the entire state of Texas. We're all spread out throughout Houston, and we're constantly looking for opportunities to grow. Our biggest event currently is the MOTSI March, the March of the Surviving Youth, which Adriana will talk about later. We have our monthly meetings every month on the fourth Saturday, and we start off with a prayer at Planned Parenthood. We do four rosaries there. And then we go to Holy Rosary for the noon mass, and we have our meeting following the mass there at Holy Rosary. We will watch pro-life videos with arguments from either or side. Then we'll talk about the conversations that happened on those videos. We'll have pizza. Sometimes we'll have a speaker come in. We'll have fun activities. But that's basically, you know, that's what the Cool does. And then we go to March for Life in Austin and in D.C. every year.
Oh, wow. Okay. So the big marches for life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We get a lot of people up there. We do our big bake sales we have at several different parishes.
Remember you're always competing with me during car raffle season.
Yes.
I'm selling raffle tickets, you're selling the bake sale. Okay, yeah, no.
There's always those people that come in and they're like, well, it's either we put our money towards the Camaro or the Catholic.
I gotta say, babies, that's pretty important. I mean, it's very important. So why do you think it's important for a young person in high school or so join the Cool? Like what's the attraction in it for someone your age?
Sure. So I think it's very important for young people, such as the people here and myself, for us to be better educated in why we are pro-life. Because I think in anything that you do, if you're thinking religion or politics, no matter what stance you're currently in, I think you should almost question to a degree why you're in that stance. Because I think questioning is there's such a beautiful aspect to questioning, because you find out so much truth through questioning. And whenever you question why you're pro-life, if you have no answers, then you're just questioning, and then you're going to fall into a state where you don't know why you are the way you are, why you believe anything, and it becomes a very confusing time. So then the Cool, what we are, is we help you question while giving you the answers. So you're in a place where you are surrounded by like-minded individuals. You can ask them questions. You can ask the leadership questions. We'll have speakers that'll answer a lot of the questions. We have the mass. We have the prayer life we have, and praying in front of Planned Parenthood. I think it's a very beautiful environment for a young person to be in, to have so many questions, be all answered, and then to have more questions.
Good. So really, truth. I think there's a big hunger for truth right now, in younger generations, and we older people need to be able to meet that need. Victoria, does that sound very similar to your experience, kind of why you're with the Cool, why you're pro-life?
Yes. I joined the Catholic Organization of Life because I had a lot of friends in the Cool youth group, and they were all telling me, oh, it's such a good it's such a good group. You should really join it. And I really do enjoy it, because I do enjoy spending my time praying the rosary on a Saturday morning. I also do enjoy attending mass with my friends and being able to have fun, but at the same time, talk about being pro-life and why we are pro-life.
Okay, that's good. Adriana, so you are the chair of the MOTC committee for the Cool. How about telling us what the MOTC is? I mean, MOTC is such a weird word. What does it stand for?
So MOTC stands for the March of the Surviving Youth. It is a pro-life march that we do locally here in Houston once a year, every October. I can't remember what year it began, but it's been going on at least 7 years. The way it generally goes is you arrive around 8 in the morning. We go to Mass in the Catholic Charismatic Center at 8:30.
Now, about how many people are there for the Mass?
It goes between 400 to 600 people.
Oh, like a big one. Okay.
Yes.
That's bigger than some churches.
Yes.
Okay.
We definitely have a very large group. And after Mass, we head over upstairs in the Catholic Charismatic Center for hot dogs, some music, and a speaker. And after we hear a talk from the speaker, we march over to Planned Parenthood and do what's called a Jericho March around the front driveway of Planned Parenthood. So a Jericho March is when we march 7 times around a certain area, and usually after every round, we blow some trumpets around, and while we're marching, we pray the rosary.
Nice. Okay. So you're really doing spiritual combat there, which is, you know, as the conquest of Canaan is in the Old Testament, it's rooting out evil. It's rooting out demons. It's rooting out sin out of our lives and out of our city here. So I think that the Jericho March, especially done by young people your age, I think that's going to bear some great spiritual fruit. Now, abortion is technically illegal in Texas right now. So have you seen any difference at the Planned Parenthood since Roe v. Wade was overturned at the Supreme Court level?
There's definitely not the amount of people flowing in and out. Usually the gates are closed, whereas before they were open at almost any time you went. you barely see any people unless they're out there praying the rosary.
Why do you think it's still important for us to continue this pro-life activities, even though that legal battle has at least been temporarily won here in Texas?
Well, abortion is still legal in other parts of the country. So even if our prayers are not necessarily applied to Texas, they're still applied to wherever they are most necessary. And if you think about it, Planned Parenthood is really a gravesite. So many people, so many souls have died there that even if we're praying to end abortion, we're also praying for all the souls who have died there, all the souls who were involved, and giving the honor that they weren't given before.
Wow, wow. I haven't heard it put quite that profoundly before. I appreciate that very much. Lucian, do you agree with the reason? Do you think it's still important for groups like the COOL to exist? Or are you going to be shifting the focus of your mission at all with a different kind of a political landscape? Or are the things not quite as good as I make them out to be?
No, I think you made them out to be really well. And I love the analogy that Adriana gave. I had never heard it that way. And that is a very beautiful way of thinking of it. Something that I think is very important for us is to think of, you know, sure, it's overturned temporarily here in Texas. We are very privileged to be able to have that. But like she was saying, and Adriana was saying, in other parts of the country, it's still very, very tolerated, very accepted. It's not so strict as it is here. And then on top of that, outside of it being legal in other places in the country, there's also just because it's illegal doesn't mean it won't eventually end up keep happening.
Yeah.
And that's a sad truth. A lot of people, well, I mean, myself included, whenever you hear something is, oh, we got this overturned, or oh, this is no longer legal, our immediate thought is, oh, it's no longer going to happen anymore. Well, that's not always the case. Before the Roe v. Wade was ever passed in the first place, there were still abortions happening. Mm-hmm. So we do not – the COOL, Catholic Organization Life, does not just fight the legal battles of abortion. We fight the morality behind abortion, and we want to make it wrong and hated and not just illegal.
Unthinkable.
Unthinkable.
We want to make it unthinkable.
Exactly.
And that's by converting the world, letting everyone know that Jesus is Lord and that life has inherent dignity. Henry and Victoria, what are you guys looking forward to most for this upcoming Motzi, which is really just going to be a week from Saturday, I believe. When you're hearing this, it's going to be this coming Saturday. So what are you looking most forward to this coming Saturday?
I think I'm most looking forward to singing during Mass because I'm part of the Motzi Choir, and I really enjoy singing for good causes. So yeah.
Which part do you sing?
I sing soprano.
Nice.
Yes.
I'm a bass myself. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to singing with the Motzi Choir. I'm also looking forward to praying the four rosaries, because we pray the four rosaries.
So like all 20 mysteries?
Yes.
Wow. Nice.
I'm also looking forward to just hanging out upstairs and listening to the awesome speakers and awesome musicians that we're going to have.
Very, very cool. Henry, what are you looking most forward to here at the March this coming up, the Motzi this coming Saturday?
I don't remember who's going to be the speaker, but I always enjoy Motzi.
I believe that Adrian Fonseca, the host of our Catholic Drive Time show in the morning, is going to be the MC, at least. He is a great pro-life warrior as well, so I know he's going to make it a lot of fun for you. Adriana, what are you most looking forward to?
I'm definitely looking forward to getting a shirt.
A shirt?
The first 500 people who arrive at Motzi get our shirt for the theme this year, which is JP2's quote that says, respect and love and serve all life. So our shirts are going to be blue, and I have a cool picture of JP2 on the back.
A cool picture of JP2?
Yeah. Of course.
Of course. Okay.
So that's probably my favorite part. I have at least 3 or 4 Motzi shirts that I never intend to give away.
Oh, yeah.
I'll probably frame them somewhere eventually.
Yeah, eventually they will wear out. No, that's cool. So the first 500 people that show up get a free shirt.
Yes.
Do they have to register?
Nope.
No, so it's just show up.
Yes.
Okay, so I guess that's the details that we need to know now for the people listening, because we're talking on Monday here, and it's coming up this Saturday. What do they do? When do they need to show up? Where do they go? And what do they need to be prepared for?
So it'll be at the Catholic Charismatic Center, basically across the highway from Planned Parenthood. You can arrive at 8. Mass is at 8:30. The first 500 people, like I said, get a free T-shirt. We'll have the Mass, and then upstairs in the Charismatic Center, they have a room where we'll serve hot dogs. We'll have some tables out there from the Archdiocese, Loving Choice Pregnancy Center, lots of other cool people. No pun intended.
I think you intended that.
That was planned.
Of course. So after you get some hot dogs, which will be served by the Knights of Columbus, we'll have a speaker, Mr. Joseph Endu, who will give us a talk after having heard some music from the band called Les Baguettes.
Les Baguettes?
Yes.
Nice. Wow. Okay, so 8 o'clock is when people can arrive. I want to see people camped out of that gate at 7:30 mm-hmm. lining up. You know,
The crowds are crazy once you start walking in, so you have to shift around people and
run
to the
T-shirt
table.
Yeah, but the Charismatic Center has this huge parking lot, so it's fine. Now, you got a lot of room there. Now, how far is the walk? Do you guys walk from the Charismatic Center, or do you drive over to Planned Parenthood?
No, so after the talk, we'll have everyone come outside, and then we'll have a crucifer in the front, some statues, maybe some flags, and we'll start walking from the Charismatic Center all the way to Planned Parenthood, which I think takes maybe 20 minutes-ish.
Okay.
And that mention that it's police or escorted.
Oh, and we'll definitely have police and Knights of Columbus helping orient people and protect us from all oncoming traffic.
Gotcha. Okay, so crossing the freeway is not really a problem there. It's very well organized, very well protected. I love it. I wish I could be there. I was actually – I sent Adrian to be the MC because I have prior commitments. There's so many parish festivals happening right now in October that I've got to be covering and different galas. So I won't be able to be there myself, but I will be praying for you, and you will be praying for all those souls who have been murdered there at Planned Parenthood. Do you guys have a chaplain for the cool? Is there like a priest that oversees you or comes and prays with you?
Not usually. We'll go to the Mass at Holy Rosary, and then sometimes the whoever's celebrating will come and talk to us afterwards. But we have priests come in every once in a while and give talks. The main celebrant for Monty this year will be Father Victor Paris, and then our concelebrant will be Father Juan Pablo Orozco from the Catholic Charismatic Center.
Great, great. Well, thank you very much for sharing that with us. I hope that everyone that's listening right now, whether they're a young person or not, can show up for the March of the Surviving Youth. And just to wrap us up here, Lucian, as president of the COOL, if someone is interested in joining, or if they have a kid who is interested in joining, what's the age limit, how would they go about getting in touch with you?
Sure. So you can email me at thecoolyouthgroup@gmail.com. Just let us know that you're interested in attending a meeting, and I'll sign you right up on the email list, and you'll get the next email for our event, our next monthly meeting. You'll know all the details, and once you're signed up, you're signed up for life. You're stuck on there until told otherwise.
For life.
Exactly.
There you go.
And you'll be informed in all of our information, and if they sign up, if they sign up within the next couple of weeks, we can talk to them about maybe attending the march in Austin with us, which we'll be trying to grow that as much as possible. And I would love for it to be a problem that we need two buses. So let's try and make that a problem that I'm faced with. So I would love to see that I need to get two buses. So
two buses to Austin. So go ahead and email thecoolyouthgroup@gmail.com, and Lucian will let you know what you need to do to join. Okay. So, Victoria and Lucian and Henry and Adriana, any final words before we say goodbye to the audience?
I would say just remember something that I've taken from the COOL is the beautiful example that you lead. If you show up and you pray at Planned Parenthood, a lot of young people don't understand the impact they can make, and I didn't understand what the impact I would make, but I remember one day we're sitting outside of Planned Parenthood. It was me, my family, and a few people I knew, and it was after I had joined the COOL, and they said, hey, you know, I just this car pulls up, like, we just want to let you know. It was after a cool meeting, people were leaving, and they go, I just want to let you know. I don't know if it was you and your friends here, but there were some young people praying outside of Planned Parenthood. She points to the back of the car, and she goes, I was pregnant with, and she points to her little son, I forget his name. She goes, I was pregnant with him, and I pulled into the driveway and turned around after they handed me some stuff in the driveway. And he wouldn't be back here in this back seat if it hadn't been for the people who were praying at the corner. She goes, I'm convinced of that. So that's a story that I always remind myself of the difference of just showing up, just praying, because if you pull up anywhere and you see a big, large crowd of people in front of the place, you're going to question why you're going in there. There's clearly something going on, and you'll look further into it. And all they need to do is to just look. It's right on the surface of what it is. They find out what the organization does, and it's disgusting, and it's saddening, and it's sickening. But just always to... regardless of what's happening in the world, to be fearless of standing up for what you believe is right, and just to show up, pray, and put it in God's hands, and that's all.
Wonderful. Thank you all so much for joining us. Thank you for your commitment to life. You are listening to the Catholic Lunch Break, where we catch up on everything Catholic in Houston. And that that website is actually thecoolyouthgroup.com. We did get that confirmed. It is thecoolyouthgroup.com. You got to include the in there, the article, thecoolyouthgroup.com. If you put thecoolyouthgroup.com/motsy, M-O-T-S-Y, then you can also see a video, some really cool videos they've done of previous Motsys, and it's inspiring to see hundreds and hundreds of pro-life young people with the processions, the statues, the trumpets, the rosaries, the singing, the mass, the speakers. It is a beautiful thing. I hope that you can make it this Saturday, Saturday morning. This Saturday evening, I just wanted to put a plug in for the Holy Name Retreat Center. They're having a gala as well. It seems like everyone's having a gala. Everyone's having a festival. But the Holy Name Retreat Center gala is this Saturday evening, and they have asked me to be the MC for that. So Adrian's going to be at Motsy in the morning. I'm going to be at Holy Name in the evening, and there are other places we're going to be as well. Wyatt's going to be somewhere. I know he was at the Holy Rosary Festival this last Saturday. But I'm sure that he'll be somewhere this coming weekend as well. Anyway, you are listening to the Catholic Lunch Break, where we catch up on everything Catholic in Houston. And coming up after this break, we're going to be talking with Jen Verde. Jen Verde is a group of 19 consecrated women from 14 different countries that are a band. And they are really, really good. They're going to be performing at UST next week, so you'll hear all about that here on AM 1430 KSHJ.
St. Luke the Evangelist Catholic Church is having their inaugural gala on October 21st at the Gardens of Houston on Beamer Road. The honoree is special guest Marie Flickinger, who will be recognized for her longtime commitment, support, and advocacy of the South Belt community. Come and enjoy a silent and live auction, a golden ticket drawing, dinner, and dancing. That's the St. Luke the Evangelist Catholic Church Gala on October 21st at the Gardens of Houston. Register by calling 281-481-5492.
Hi, I'm Carrie Bryan from Holy Rosary Catholic Church in Rosenberg. Our 87th annual Parish Bazaar is October 14th. Yes, that's right. I said 87th. Holy Rosary Rosenberg has been rooted in faith and growing in love since 1936. This bazaar is a great way to get to know this historic community southwest of Houston. With cultural, foods, and more, games, live music, and fun for the whole family. That's Holy Rosary in Rosenberg, Saturday, October 14th.
Southeast Houston Cardiology is a proud sponsor of this Guadalupe Radio Network station and The Doctor Is In with Dr. Ray Guarendi. Southeast Houston Cardiology has been serving patients with heart disease and vascular disease with up-to-date, compassionate, and comprehensive care for more than 20 years. Southeast Houston Cardiology has two locations, Webster and Pasadena. You can contact them online at southeasthoustoncardiology.com or 281-338-4004.
So the neighbor who we've spoken to, you know, just in greeting, but who I don't believe has ever spoken back to us, out of the blue surprised us one day. We were getting the kids in the car for Mass and asked us if we were going to Mass. I was dumbstruck for about probably 10 seconds. It was great that we were had an opportunity to share about our parish and that we were Catholic. Turned out she was Catholic too, and she assumed we were because of the bumper sticker on our car.
The Guadalupe Radio Network. Radio for your soul.
Catholic in Houston. And joining us now, we have two members of the Focolare music group, Gen Verde. They are coming to do a concert here in Houston on October 17th. And so we are very excited to kind of talk to them as they're on tour of the United States and give you a little preview. So it's a 19-member group, and all girls. They're all coming from 14 different countries. Right now, they happen to be in Atlanta, and joining us are Christina Wang, who is the drummer for the group. Christina, welcome to Houston, the Catholic Lunch Break.
Hello, guys.
And Nancy Wellman, did I get your last name right?
Ullman.
Yeah, Ullman, Nancy Ullman.
Yeah.
And you are the singer-songwriter and keyboardist?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wonderful. Well, yes. Christina and Nancy, thank you so much for joining us here on the Catholic Lunch Break in Houston.
Thank you. We're so really delighted to be here with you.
Wonderful. So you are all 19 members of this group are consecrated members of the Focolare movement. And listeners to our show will have heard about the Focolare movement on some previous interviews. But for those who are new or don't understand it or don't know it, can you give us a little brief intro as to what Focolare is?
Sure. Do you want to do that, Chris?
Well, yeah, I could. You chip in whenever you want, okay,
okay.
Nancy?
Sure.
So the Focolare movement is started in Italy. Our founders, her name is Chiara Lubick, and she's from Trent. So this spirituality is founded on one of the our main phrase from the Bible is John 17, which says talks about may they all be one. I'm sorry for my English, but yeah.
Oh, no, your English is great. Yeah. And that's one of my favorite verses as well.
Right. So our spirituality focuses on unity and dialogue, bringing this the spirituality of unity to wherever we are. So we are in, we live in communities, and we are practically all over the world in, you know, to bring Focolare means... how do you say
hearth.
It's a hearth. It's the hearth.
Yeah.
So that's where you say the community of Focolare, because it's in Italian.
Yeah, it's like the center of the home, like where people gather and people have the community there, the family. But Focolare is a lay movement or religious?
It's an ecclesial movement, born in the Catholic Church, but it embraces people of all kinds of vocations, lay people, but there are also religious and priests who are part of it. There are children, there's all walks of life.
Okay.
So it's like this big family, like the churches, made up of people of all different vocations.
And all over the world as well. As we already mentioned, there's 19 members in Gen Verde from 14 different countries. And Nancy, where are you from?
I'm originally from Los Angeles.
Los Angeles? I moved here.
So I'm particularly happy to be, I'm happy to be here in the U.S. on tour with the group, with all my friends from different countries.
Great. And Christina, where are you from?
I'm from Malaysia.
Malaysia. That's on the other side of the Pacific Ocean. It's far away.
Right.
Now, when did you join the group?
Me?
Yes.
Right. I joined Gen Verde in 2015, the end of 15. So I've been, almost 8 years here.
Are you guys on tour a lot?
Yeah, recently we have been on tour a lot. Interestingly, after the pandemic, we've been touring more because we've got this year, for instance, we've been to Germany, Romania, Slovakia,
Poland, Austria.
Poland, Austria. So, and we've been dreaming to get to the United States for years, and we're here. We're just more than happy to be here.
So what is the relationship of Gen Verde to the Focolare movement? Like, are you an official band from Focolare, or are you just a bunch of consecrated women who got together to make music?
We're an artistic expression of the Focolare movement. Actually, the band itself was founded by Chiara Lubick, who founded the Focolare movement.
Oh, so way back in the beginning.
Yeah, this was in the late 60s and Christmas of 66. Chiara she realized that music could be a really powerful way to witness to the gospel and to a way to really transmit to people the values of the gospel. She actually started this band, and actually there were two bands. One was a group of young women. Another was a group of young men called Gen Rosso. They were born, that Christmas through a Christmas gift of a drum set and an electric guitar. Right? And so it was, it was really something like, kind of a prophetic vision of how the music can be such a powerful way to transmit these values to witness to our lives. So for us, the main thing is to especially to try and live that among ourselves and then express that through our music and share that with others. But the main thing for us is that it all stems from our lives of trying to live the gospel and especially live mutual love among us. Like Christina was saying before about this, to fulfill Jesus's prayer for unity, that all may be one. We feel that first of all, that needs to be lived in our own lives. And then we can witness to that also through our music.
So with 19 current members, and it started in 1966, it sounds like this is a really kind of a stable group that, you know, people will join and age out of and all kinds of stuff. It seems very, very exciting. What is the main purpose of the group as you tour? Let me rephrase that. Since both of you are musicians, Nancy, you're a songwriter, keyboard. Is Christina, you're the drummer in the group. How do you approach the songwriting? How do you approach the music of the group and performances? What do you really hope to get out of it? What do you hope the audience gets out of it?
Well, what we really want to do is express what we try to live, you know, and to share that. So we also have a lot of outreach for young people. We do performing arts workshops with a lot of young people. In fact, for example, this year we forgot to mention that we were at the World Youth Day, and there we are in Portugal.
Oh yeah,
we also held lots of we have a project called Start Now. Where we do workshops with young people, and then we kind of try to help them be part of the experience that we try to live, you know, through our music, that they kind of enter into that experience of really trying to love one another based on the gospel. And so there too, at the World Youth Day, before the World Youth Day, during the World Youth Day, we had these Start Now projects, which are 3 days of workshops with the young people. And then they join us on stage during the concert. And it's usually a really powerful experience for these young people who maybe many of them have never even been on stage before. Many of them have issues with self-esteem, with lots of difficulties. But through music, we do percussion, dance, singing, drama, and it really helps them to come out of themselves and to build bridges with the others too. It's just so powerful. So that's like one of our main activities. Mm. Also that we feel music can be really powerful also for helping lots of young people.
Do you connect with the audience as well, Christina, from the drum set?
Yeah, I mean, I think, I try to, but what we often hear after a concert is that it's not just about music or how good we are in singing or playing an instrument. We often get a feedback where, wow, I love how you guys look at each other, the relationship that you have with each other. So for us, underlining what Nancy just said, our life has to be reflected in this music, in our concerts. So yeah, in that sense, although I'm not on the front stage, but you can communicate a lot as well.
Absolutely. We're talking with Nancy Ullman and Christina Wang, who are two members of a musical group called Gen Verdi, which is an artistic expression of the Focolare movement made up of 19 women from 14 countries. And they are coming to Houston. They are on tour right now and coming to Houston October 17th. It's Tuesday, October 17th, and sponsored by Houston Vocations. If you'd like to get tickets for the event, which I think are free, then you can
That's
go.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a free concert. You can go to HoustonVocations.com/events, HoustonVocations.com/events. And so, Christina and Nancy, how is the tour going so far? What is it like being on tour? Is it pretty tiring?
Well, look, it's been so amazing. This tour is like a dream come true for us, really. But just as we were in New York a couple of weeks ago, for example, at St. John's University, and then in a parish in Brooklyn, and it was just so amazing to feel also how people really connected a lot with what we presented. I was over the moon just to see all an audience from the U.S. how they've been reacting to our concerts and everything. And here in Atlanta, we just did a concert last night. The church was packed. And people were just so touched and so moved, so happy. So it's been really special. I don't know, Christina, what it's been for you, but.
Well, we can't deny that it is tiring, but it's all worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for us, we personally, I've been touched in every city. You know, we've been in New York, in Philadelphia, and now in Atlanta. But what I really find most amazing is the people that we find here. The generosity that we have found in the communities here. And another beautiful thing, the other day I was just thinking, we were in New York where we were working with the Vincentian family. Then we were in Philadelphia, Vincentian as well. Yesterday we had an evening with the Franciscans. So for me, it was such a beauty to see all these charisms, all these spiritualities that come together in the church through music and arts. So for me, we are just halfway through the tour, and it has been amazing already.
That's wonderful. Well, you're going to be at University of St. Thomas next Tuesday, not this Tuesday, but the next Tuesday here in Houston. And University of St. Thomas is a great partner of this radio station as well. Houston, I think, really has a special kind of diversity. New York and you know, Los Angeles and other countries, they have their own diversities, but Houston's very special because I've never seen such a mix of all of the different ethnicities coming together. And I think that your group with 14 different countries represented is going to fit right in here in Houston. You'll find a lot of people to connect with. Do you mind if we play a quick excerpt from one of your songs? I want to give people a taste of your sound so that they can kind of see how Catholic it actually is and what you guys are doing with it. This one is called Girl on a Mission. And it's I was very impressed as I was listening to it. And then the chorus comes in and it's the Magnificat. It's just the words of Our Lady. So here is Girl on a Mission by Jen Verdi. Just a brief excerpt here. And that is called Girl on a Mission. Is this concert like mostly for girls? I know it's an all-girl group, but I'm sure you've got some male fans that come, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. It's called Girl on a Mission because it's dedicated to Mary. Since it was written for the World Youth Day. And we kind of see in her a model for us as well, but not just for girls, also there's also boys on a mission. But it's Girl on a Mission because it refers to Mary, who was this young girl who had a big dream to this call to be become the mother of Jesus. And she set out with courage, not thinking about herself, but wanting to go and help others, to help her cousin. She set out in haste, as the theme of the World Youth Day says. And so we were really inspired by that theme. And we thought, Mary is really, she's a girl on a mission. Like we also want to be in which all of us in the church are invited to be following her in her footsteps and going out to help others.
The manliest men and the most feminine women are the ones who love Our Lady the most. So yeah, that 100%, 100%. Did both of you grow up Catholic or are you converts to the church?
I grew up Catholic. Yeah, you did too, right, Chris?
Right.
Wonderful, yeah. Wonderful. Well, I'm very looking forward to welcoming you to Houston. I'm not sure yet if I'm personally going to be able to make the concert or not, but it's on my calendar, so I want to try. So hopefully I'll be able to get there. I know much of our audience will be joining you there, and hopefully some of them will give you a radio sticker as a souvenir.
Awesome.
The concert, again, is Tuesday, October 17th at University of St. Thomas. Tickets are available for free at Houston Vocation. HoustonVocations.com/events. HoustonVocations.com/events. And just look for the Gen Verde Conference. That's Gen, G-E-N, Verde, V-E-R-D-E. What does that name Gen Verde mean? You mentioned the founding of the band in the late 1960s. Where's the name Gen Verde come from?
Yeah, it kind of refers to that because Gen stands for new generation, which is kind of like the especially the young people of the folklore movement at that time who also wanted to join in this this effort to really try and live for unity so Gen is for new generation, and verde is the Italian word for green because the color of the first drum set was green. So,
oh, there you go. Nice.
Yeah. Italian lesson here.
Is your drum set still green, Christina? Is it still green?
Yes.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yes, it is.
Look for the green drum set when you go to the Gen Verde conference. Nancy Ullman.
No, in the States, probably not because I didn't bring a drum set.
Oh, you're right. Your drum set is green, but not here at the. Okay. So we'll have to tell St. Thomas, you know, paint the drum set for just this one concert. Well, Christina Wang, drummer, and Nancy Ullman, singer-songwriter and keyboardist from Gen Verde, thank you so much for joining us here on the Catholic Lunch Break, and I look forward to welcoming you to Houston.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to the Catholic Lunch Break, where we catch up on everything Catholic in Houston. And it's October, and October is actually dedicated to the Holy Rosary. You know that every month has its own dedication from the Catholic Church. October is dedicated to the Rosary, so be sure and pray that. And I want to put a plug in for the Spirit World. They had a great show last Saturday. Taylor and I were producing that for Debbie and Adam on Saturday morning. You can catch that on their podcast, and they covered the Rosary. It was one of their best shows yet. Just look for The Spirit World on the Guadalupe Radio Network app podcast section. October is also Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but it is also Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and that is perfect timing for our monthly Cyber Catholic segment with Paul Stasel. Paul Stasel, welcome back to the Catholic Lunch Break.
Oh, thanks. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you here. The Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Is this like a big, do you put like signs up and decorations at the house and everything and yard?
Oh yeah, I just drive my wife crazy with all of that. So
What would that even look like? Like computers with smoke coming out of them? So Paul, what do you do in Cybersecurity Awareness Month?
Well, I just, like I always do year round, you know, I want to increase the awareness of avoiding scams and being secure and just sticking with the basics of what we can do to be secure. I mean, just like good Catholics, you know, we're supposed to be always aware of how we're living the sacramental life of the Church, but you know, Lent and Advent kind of put a magnifying glass on that. And so that's what we're doing during October, is we're putting a magnifying glass on cybersecurity awareness.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. What are some tips that you have for our listeners to be aware of?
Yeah. So the top three things, really. I mean, there's lots to go on, but if you do these three things, you will be well above of the curve here. But learning how to recognizing phishing emails, you know, text messages, phone calls, anybody that's calling with a sense of urgency. That is letting you know that your financial institution has locked you out of your account, or they do something that tries to get you to react quickly, including paying with cryptocurrency or gift cards, right? I mean, these things should all be red flags. Definitely need to avoid that. Phishing attempts is the number one way where we have, you know, our elderly get scammed, and just anybody that is like good trusting hearts, they're easily taken advantage of. And cannot emphasize enough on keeping passwords unique and up to date, using long passwords, 12 characters at least, with everything that you do, and multi-factor authentication. Almost everybody has that now. There's no reason not to have it. You got a Gmail account, Yahoo account, anything with your bank, healthcare, all of those have multi-factor authentications where you have an app on your phone or a text message on your phone to give that additional layer of security. So those are the top three things I would recommend for cybersecurity awareness.
I know that one thing that's bothering a lot of people right now with uncertainty is artificial intelligence. So does artificial intelligence have any bearing on us as Catholics? Or?
Yeah, so it's you know, we hear AI, for instance, being used to scam people. You know, so grandma might get a phone call that sounds just like her granddaughter, for example, and saying that I'm in a lot of trouble. I need money. You know, I need you to send it quickly. And using artificial intelligence is one way to achieve that. So, sitting in the hallways as CCE or Faith Formation is egressing at the end of the day, I'll usually get at least one or two questions about things like that, from parents. Like, what do we do about artificial intelligence?
Yeah, well, what do you usually tell them? I mean, that's like I'm on the edge of my seat here.
Well, so we define intelligence really as the ability to make a decision based upon knowledge and experience, right? Applied knowledge, and also with the capacity to learn something from that. And artificial intelligence is a simulation of that, right? It's a code and software or a machine that is able to recognize patterns and apply that to behavior. I mean, we've seen this around since the 40s.
But it's not self-aware. Like, it doesn't know that it's alive.
No, unlike a lot of sci-fi out there, no sentient beings yet have come, like, you know, Data in Star Trek or something like that. But the idea, of course, is to use AI as a way to make our lives easier, right? It should be a tool, to do good, right? And remember that. Yeah. You know, God made me to get me to heaven, right? He made you to help me get to heaven, right? Just like he made me to help you get to heaven. And he made everything as a means to do that. And so, you know, AI is just yet another tool, another technology tool that can achieve that purpose. But unfortunately, also in the hands of bad people, it can, you know, have nefarious outcomes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it's a tool, and as a Catholic, I know you're a teacher as well, you think it can be used, like in catechesis and in devotion, maybe?
Absolutely. Okay. So understand the difference between AI and then like a regular search engine. If I wanted to type in, what do I need to do to be a faithful Catholic? And I type that into Google or Bing or Yahoo, I'll get a bunch of websites that might give me references. I might see something from the Vatican. I might see a blog that someone wrote. I might see something from Catholic Answers. I also might get mixed results from people who are even like anti-Catholic or some other types of false information. But when you ask an AI engine, it will answer the question. It will answer the question, not with websites, but rather, you know, here's a bulletized answer for you. And I did that. I said, what does it take to be a faithful Catholic? And was astounded at the answer it gave me. It was several bullet points. It was really a great way for me to learn how I can grow as a Catholic, use that as a catechetical tool even.
Okay, so that gives me some hope for the future. I know we're out of time right now, but you actually have some webinars coming up where people can join you. What is the best way for them to find out the dates of those?
Paul@sugarlandcatholic.com. Just send me an email. I've got a webinar coming up for all parishes in schools on October the 19th at 11 a.m. And another one for parents in social media on October the 26th at 7 p.m. Those will be on the web. Paul@sugarlandcatholic.com is how you can get more information.
Okay. Well, Paul Stasel, Cyber Catholic, thank you for joining us here on the Catholic Lunch Break. The Catholic Lunch Break is underwritten in part by Loving Choice Catholic Pregnancy Help Center, where they offer a free pregnancy test and free ultrasounds for mothers. Find out more about them at loving-choice.org and perhaps volunteer or donate, loving-choice.org. And until next Catholic Lunch Break, stay Catholic, Houston.